the first day of school, I would tell all of my classes, there's nothing that you can do that I can't handle. You're 12, and I'm not.
Orlando Thomas is telling me about the philosophy he used when he was a middle school language arts teacher.
And so there's nothing you can do that I'm going to raise my hand or press the panic button for two reasons. One, this is my show. I'm in control. And two, you're going to be so engaged. We're going to have so much fun that you're going to be locked on learning. And that was my mindset. And so I did creative things to make students want to come in my class. And so we had an issue with kids coming late. What did I do? I'd have music playing. So the kids would say, man, I wonder what he's playing. Well, come on in.
Were you true to that promise? You never sent anyone out?
Zero discipline referrals, ever.
Thomas's current title with Champaign Schools is Director of Achievement and Student Services, which is a nice way of saying he's in charge of discipline. That would mean he's the one who has to adjust all of Champaign's policies to comply with this new law called Senate Bill 100, except Thomas is way ahead of the curve. He got rid of Champaign's traditional punitive policies more than 3 years ago. For example, before sending a student out of the classroom, even for an office referral, a teacher has to complete 3 steps.
First is if there's an issue, that you have a conference with the student. The second is that you make a phone call home, and not that you try, that you actually reach a parent or guardian to share your concern and to ask, what can we do to better support? The third is that you notify an administrator so that the administrator can join you in developing a game plan for that student prior to sending them out.
For students who do get suspended, Thomas developed a program called Action Center.
Rather than have them sit at home and get nothing, students go to this alternative center. At the center, they spend the first half of their day getting some social skill instruction. For example, if you were involved in a physical confrontation, you would get some direct social skill instruction on how to handle conflict. The second part of the day, students have access with certified teachers there present to all of their schoolwork. So a student returns to campus with a game plan, some replacement behaviors to eliminate future suspensions, and they go back caught up on their schoolwork.
Thomas also chairs a committee that crawls through discipline data every month looking for patterns to correct. Like good detectives, they follow the evidence wherever it takes them, even if it's not always to the usual suspects.
When we look at our 1%, of students that are generating a ton of our suspensions, we also have 1% of our teaching staff that write the referrals.
To help teachers learn better methods of discipline, Unit 4 has been bringing in Edna Olive, the author of a book called Positive Behavior Facilitation. The title sounds like a lot of other classroom management products, but it's based on the notion that teachers can't change their students' behavior. They can only change the way they respond to that behavior.
The first and primary difference between PBF and most other systems is that PBF begins with a focus on the individual adult, and that the first order of business is not for you to now analyze and address the kid. The first order of business is for you to analyze and address yourself. It is for you to take a look at you.
One data point that still worries Thomas: African-American students get 72% of the discipline in Champaign schools. He's working on that problem, too. Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.